Good morning, Village.
Good morning.
Glad to see you all. Welcome everyone here in the sanctuary and everyone joining us online. At this point, we're going to ask you to stand up, greet some people you know, or even more importantly, greet somebody you don't know. Say hi and introduce yourself. When you hear the music, come on back. Announcements are not necessarily in the order that you're going to find them on the screen. First off, I want to let you know that Pastor Joel was taken to the hospital again this past week. He is hoping to be home today. In his place, we're delighted to have our own Stephanie Willette with us preaching today. Thank you so much, Stephanie. You'll notice on the center aisle of each pew, there are red booklets. Please take that, sign your name. If you're a visitor, give us any other information you'd like us to have. Pass it on down to everybody else, and then pass it back to the middle and kind of sneak a peek and see who you're worshiping with today. I'm going to ask Casey to come up now and talk to us about our summer missions project.
Good morning. Just wanted to give a reminder to you all about our summer mission project. We are continuing to collect items for the autism program that it will be starting at Pointer Ridge Elementary School in the fall. There are some really cool things that have been donated already. So I encourage you, if you're not really sure what you want to donate, you might go and take a peek in the parlor. There really is some cool stuff in there. I encourage you to take a look in there just to get some ideas and see what's already been purchased. There is a list that was printed in the Village Voice. There's some copies on the table in the narthex. You can ask me if you have any questions as well. I thank those of you who've already donated. If you are not a shopper and you would like to make a monetary donation, you could do that as well. There's a drop down in Tithely, or you can put a check in the box at the back of the sanctuary. Just make sure you mark it for the Summer Mission Project. So again, thank you so much for your interest in the program and for supporting these students at Pointer Ridge Elementary School and their teachers. So thanks.
Thanks, Casey. I have taken a peek in there. There are some really neat things there. Nominating committee survey is available on the table in the back, or you can also do it online via SurveyMonkey. They're asking all your responses to be back by July 15th. Please prayerfully consider signing up for some of our commissions or committees. The more people we have helping, the easier the work is for everyone. There's a sign-up sheet to volunteer to provide flowers. That sign-up sheet's on the bulletin board across from the coat closet. I want to tell you, today's flowers were donated by Kathleen Rowe in memory of her mother, and they are just gorgeous. I notice some people have signed up, but please consider signing up for a special date, a special person, a special event in honor or memory of someone to keep bringing beautiful flowers to the sanctuary. We also have a sign-up sheet there now. I mentioned this last week. I did remember the sign-up sheet this week, and it's on the bulletin board by the coat closet, too. For anyone who would be willing and able to provide transportation to Sunday school and or church and then home again at the end of the service, we do have members and regular attendees of our church who are unable to drive and need a way to get to church. The The sign-up sheet has a column for your name, your phone number, and then you could put a check in the box under before Sunday school, before church, after church, or all three. And then there's a comments column. That's if you can only do it a certain Sunday of the month, or like us, you have a truck that's high to step into, so people know that somebody might not be able to get into that. Any comments that can help people with scheduling this really would be a big help for some of our members. Next week is Youth Sunday. I invite you all to come and support our youth as they participate in our service. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is good to be in the house of the Lord one more time, don't you think? Let's give God a hand clap of praise. It's all right to praise Him. Yes, yes, yes. It is my pleasure, my esteemed honor to be with you again this morning. Again, our hearts are with Pastor Joel, and we lift him up in earnest prayer, and we look forward to his recovery, and that hopefully he'll be with you again next week. But in the meantime, I am of you. You birthed me, you shaped me, you molded me, you had your part in my faith journey. And wherever I go, I take you with me, but it's no place like home, and I honestly am happy to see you, even though in spite of the circumstances. At this time, we are going to lift up our prayers, our petitions for our community. So we will mute the Facebook group, our virtual experience at this moment. But virtual participants, virtual worshipers, you may participate by sending your prayer request via text, via the messaging capabilities, and we will be sure to add your petitions to our prayers as well. But at this time, this is our time to pray one for another. Is there anyone who wants to lift up a prayer, a praise report, or have anything to say on the behalf of the goodness of the Lord? All hearts and minds clear for the moment. We can bring back our virtual worshipers. All right, let us pray. Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you. We come first and foremost to say thank you. We praise you, O Lord, for who you are and all that you have done in our lives. We can look back over our lives and we can see that it's by your mighty hand that we are still here, that we are yet alive to see our Father's face and to see each other's faces. And for that, we give you thanks and praise. Your hand is over all of the universe, and we are knitted together as one. And for that reason, we lift up the prayers of the people, this body of Zion, this body of Christ. You have heard the petitions and the cries of the needy, the petitions for your intervention in health, the petitions for you to continue to bless over and watch over us as we age, as we experience the changes in our bodies, the petitions that you would watch over those who are away from us and bring them safely back, whether they are traveling for educational purposes, mission purposes, or whatever. And we thank you for the bravery and the faithfulness that others have in serving others that are far away from us. Again, we thank you for the many gifts of the many people that call you God. We are, again, grateful for this church, a place to work out our salvation, a place where we can experience love in a tangible way through the kind words of each other and the hugs that we receive here at Village Baptist Church. And, oh Lord, we are mindful that we are part of a greater, your greater work, and our sins of greed and selfishness are showing up in ways in our climate that we could not predict. And we ask you to go deep into our hearts and our spirits and our behaviors, that we may start to do little things, and that little by little and bit by bit, we might see improvements in our climate because we are putting others ahead of us and not just our own selfish needs. We are grateful for all of the instruments of worship here today, all of those who are participating, leading the music, the greeters, the readers, everyone. It is in this worship experience that we put away the cares of the world And we trust you that we will be renewed and fulfilled, and that we will not leave as we came in. This worship experience is ours, yours, O Lord. And we invite you, your continued presence, and we look forward to hearing what you have to say to us through this, your humble messenger. Grant us peace, grant us mercy, and give us love. These things we pray in the name of Jesus, the one who came to save us all. Amen.
It's time for the children's story. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I was at the beach last week. And I ran into something there that reminded me of church. It's in the bag here. What do you suppose it might be? What?
A dove.
A dove? No, I do not have a dove in there. Yeah, that's right. What else? What do you find at the beach? What? Sand and water. Yes, what else?
Shells.
Yes.
Clams.
Clams. Uh-huh. What else? Anything else?
Crab.
Well, you got it. Sand. I brought home a bag of sand. Now, what does that have to do with church?
Yeah.
How, what? God created everything. That's right. And God created the sand. But what really reminded me about church is this. What is that? A glass. Yeah, that's right. And it's a glass, not a plastic. It's really glass. What does that have to do with this?
Maybe you can put candles in there.
Yeah, you might do that. What is glass made from? What?
Sand.
Did you know that?
Yes.
You knew that, didn't you?
I thought sand was crushed up
many rocks. It is. But this type of sand, if you put it together and heat it up, it will turn into glass. The glass in the windows there, the glass in the windows there, the glass in the vase there, this glass, all is made from sand. The individual bits of sand join together to make glass. And that's what we do at church. We are individuals. And we come here to church and we join together to do things. We join together in worship. We join together in missions. The missions program this we're working on this summer to support the autism project. We couldn't individually do that, but together, by working together, by being like the glass instead of grain of sand, we can do that. And our church joins with other churches to support missions around the world. Again, joining together so that we are not like sand, but like glass. And that joining together is one of the important things about being here in church. And that's why I am so glad that you are here today, because you're joining us in person. Can we say a quick prayer? Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to join together, to work together, to do your work and to be your people. We ask you to help us continue to do that and help us always remember that we are always more together than we are individually. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up. And Casey's going to sing for us.
This is a familiar hymn to probably a lot of you, but a little different take on it. If you haven't figured out by now, Amy Grant is sort of my favorite go-to for songs. So this is her kind of spin on Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I sing. Glory fills my heart with joy and love. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee. Never leave thee. God, I love. Here's my heart. Take and seal it. Seal it for
Thank you, Casey. I love to hear you sing. You could just do a concert of just Casey, and I'd be thrilled. Today's scripture is found in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" May God grant us understanding of this, his holy word.
Amen. This is an awesome experience. A lot of you will never experience this. This is a blessing. I'm just so thankful to be able to do this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please pray with me. Master, speak. Thy servant heareth. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What hast thou to say to me? Now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts together be found acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock, our redeemer, and our one certain and sure foundation. Amen. The title of my message today is Faith Over Fear. Same scripture, different title. Faith Over Fear. Well, welcome to hurricane season of 2024. June the 1st through November of each year marks the hurricane season for the United States of America. And NOAA, the weather agency, has predicted that there's an 85% chance of an above normal hurricane season. Talking about climate change, a 10% chance of a near normal season and a 5% chance of a below normal season. According to NOAA, we are likely to experience 17 to 25 total named hurricanes. We might get all the way through the alphabet. That's what they're saying this year. In addition to NOAA and all the faithful federal servants and technology that helps spit this information out, we also have FEMA that is helping us prepare for the hurricane season. If you go to FEMA.gov, you will find a list of ways to prepare for hurricane season. They will tell you how to make a kit, what you'll need in the event of a disaster or something like that for 5 to 10 days, so on and so forth. So we have the government agencies that are helping us to be prepared. And we can prepare for some storms, but other storms we cannot. Can we put the scripture back up there, please? That helps me. Some storms we can prepare for and some we cannot. When I talk about storms, I'm talking about actual weather storms. And of course, the storms of life. Storms of life, storms of the weather, some we can prepare for and some we cannot. Now, those storms that we can't prepare for are the ones that give us a lot to pause, a lot to think about. These unpredictable storms can whip us up on us. We never see them coming. We never feel prepared. It's just a time when we feel that things are out of control. Those are the thoughts that came to me as I read the scripture today. It seems that Jesus and the disciples, as they were crossing the Sea of Galilee, were in a storm that they were unprepared for. And I know we've read this several times before in our lives. This is not the first time you've heard this. But there's always something new. That's how the Holy Spirit works, that will show up when we read this and we open up our hearts to the leanings of the Holy Spirit to show us something new and what we need for this period in our lives. And what I see here is that although Jesus had been actively teaching and healing, if you read the chapter before, you'll see that the disciples knew who Jesus was. They knew of Jesus' capabilities, and they had voluntarily left their places of comfort to follow Jesus. And at this point, he had handpicked a few to stick closer to them, and he had even given them authority over demons. That's what it says in the scripture. Gave them the authority to cast out demons. There's a lesson there. We're disciples. We have authority. We too can cast out demons. I'm going to come back to that. In the scripture that precedes, Jesus is telling them about the importance of teaching in parables. He was teaching in parables. He taught them in parables. He teaches us so that we can understand. Parables help us not to get caught up in the particulars, but challenge us to see the big picture, to think God thoughts, to not get caught up in the small stuff, and to begin to have the mind of Christ. So that's what Jesus had been doing. That's where things were at this point in the relationship between Jesus and his disciples. This passage is basically challenging the disciples, and it challenges us today to have more faith than fear. We must learn as disciples of Jesus Christ to live beyond what we see and what we experience. It's interesting, what popped out of me just this morning was the verse 36 where it says, the other boats were with him. Now, even though the disciples felt like they were unprepared, the fact that this says that the other boats were with him says that this was not all that unusual. And that other fishermen were out there. And so there was some confidence, or there was some awareness, that this could happen. And also, as I did a little research, the Sea of Galilee, by the way it was positioned, was susceptible to these whips or this unpredictable kind of weather. So it was unpredictable, it was unknown, but yet again it wasn't. So anyway, here's Jesus sleeping. How dare Jesus or any of us sleep through a storm? Jesus is sleeping, and in this passage we see both Jesus' divinity and his humanity, because we as human beings get tired. And sometimes, in spite of the storms and everything that's going on around us, sometimes we just got to blanket all out and go to sleep. And I'm here to tell you that I am a lot like Jesus. I can sleep through a storm. There have been times when people have said to me, did you hear all that thunder and all that rigmarole? I'm like, didn't hear a thing. I could wake up, see the ground wet, didn't hear a thing. Peace be still is more and more my motto. And I think that's because, again, as we go through lives, we just learn how to trust God more and more. But anyway, this passage, we see Jesus asleep in the midst of the storm. And the disciples are angry. They really didn't ask Jesus to get up and do anything. They wanted Jesus to get up and be stressed with them. That's what they asked for, right? They wanted Jesus to wake up and be stressed out with them. And Jesus was like, what? Basically, that's what I see. Jesus is waking up saying, what? Do you not see what's going on? Have you not experienced this before? Don't you know that God is in control? So he says simply, peace be still. Speak to the storm and say, peace be still. And that is the symbolic word for how we are to establish, how we are to gain more faith than fear. As the storms of life are raging, as they come, as we are tossed to and fro, we learn that God is in control. God's track record begins to motivate and dictate how we manage ourselves in a storm. That's the way it ought to be. That's the way it ought to be. So Jesus wakes up again, calms the storms with three small words, peace be still. Peace be still. And with these three words, Jesus is demonstrating God's sovereignty over nature, over all of our circumstances, and everything else. The disciples were perplexed because their faith had not yet deepened. But they were well on their way. And here's what good disciples do. Good disciples try harder. Good disciples keep trying. We keep trying. We keep trying. We do it over and over and over again. And we come faithfully together to support one another in our ups and downs of life. That's what community can do for us. And that's what the Holy Spirit can do for us. And that is what discipline, and that is what life can do to us. Because as we get older, we can all say, had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Am I the only one that can say that? Y'all looking at me? Anybody? I can say that. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? He's kept my enemies away. He's made the sun shine through a cloudy day. He's kept me in the cradle of his arm. When he knew I had been battered and scorned. Don't get me started about the goodness of the Lord. Y'all need to praise him now. You need to praise him for what he's brought you through. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noon, praise him all night long, because it is not by our might, our intelligence, our bank accounts, how cute we are, how good we look, that we are here and as whole and as present as we are. Now, that's a word right there. You can shout loud, or you can just bear it in you can shout when you get home. I know y'all not shouting people, but I'm used to being around. But you can shout when you get home. You can run around in the privacy of your own home and just say, thank you, God, for who you are and all you've done and where you've brought me from. And that's what we as disciples of Jesus Christ do. Through time and in experience, we know that God is sovereign. God's got the whole world in his hands, and we can relax. And we can even sleep through the storms. We can speak to the storms that come up in our lives, and we can say, peace, be still. We can live counter to our culture. We can say, even though it looks bad, I know God's got it, and everything is going to be all right. As we grow as disciples, our goal is to be less afraid and more faithful. And we have already more authority than we ever exercise. God has given us authority over many things. We can cast out demons. We can speak truth to power. We can say, no, I'm not doing it because it's not right. We can speak up on the behalf of others who are less fortunate. We can speak up on the behalf of people who are oppressed and depressed and suppressed just because of how they show up on the planet. We can do all these things because we have the authority, the ability, and we have, we should be growing in faith and mercy and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's the message that I want to leave you with today. More faith, less fear. More faith, less fear. We can confront our own personal demons. We can confront the demons of this world, this present age, because God's track record is flawless. And we have Jesus Christ as our Savior, and Jesus has and will continue to be with us and show us the way. Amen. 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 Now, we're going to sing a hymn of the church. I know everybody knows it. And as you sing it, I want you to think about personally the peace of what God has brought you through. You can sing it like you mean it. You can sing it like God has brought you through some things. And again, your expression is your expression. But if you cry, it's all right. If you bow down, it's all right. If you fold your hands, it's all right. Because Jesus is a rock in a weary land and a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. Let's sing this great hymn of the church together. word went out. The word went out. The songs have been sung. And now we are challenged to leave here and do something just a little bit different. Think a little bit different. Do a little bit different. It's up to us. And now for the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and forever. Amen.